الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم التاجر الصدوق الأمين من نبينا والصديقين والشهداء وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين معزز علماء کرام بزرگوں اور دوستو الحمد للہ my dear brothers اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی has made it possible for us to experience this مبارک day of Jummah. We have just heard the azan too. One habit we should make, my dear brothers, whenever you hear the azan, is to answer the azan. Many times azan takes place, we are engaged in our talks, etc. We overlook it. But it's such a great act, my dear brothers, that if we give the answer of the azan and then read the relevant dua after azan, the intercession on sifarish of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam will become obligatory for us, my dear brothers. And we look at it, my dear brothers, what amal and action do we have? Only amal and action that we have that we can rely on the intercession of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, and these acts will bring us close to Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. The ulama have written to answer the azan fa'lan by action is that is obligatory, there's no doubt as far as that is concerned. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, Rijalun la tulhim tijara wala bayun dhikrillahi wa iqami salat wa ita'i zakah, where Allah Ta'ala praises such people, la tulhim tijara wala bayun, that buying and selling does not make them forgetful and neglectful of establishing salat, iqamati salat, not read namaz, up, down, finish, iqamati salat, proper wuzu, what ihtimam, etc. And waita is, and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, my dear brothers. These acts which may seem very, very minor, in reality, my dear brothers, they carry great weight. In fact, some ulama have written that at the time of azan, just to be neglectful and keep on talking and just to disregard the azan, some ulama have written that yukhafu alil kufr, that before a person passes away, it may be possible that a person may pass without iman, my dear brothers. That is why all our kabirin say, ad-deen wal-adabu kulluhu. Deen is full of respect. If a person has adab and respect, then Allah Ta'ala will open the doors of hidayat for him. Why is it the ulama and mufassirin have written, muhaddisin have written, that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was given hidayat, and Abu Jahl never mind given hidayat, my dear brothers, but that person has been doomed till the day of Qiyamah. Both were in opposition to Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Both had unsheathed the sword, na'uz billah, to remove Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam from the face of this earth. The ulama write it is one reason that Abu Jahl, he was well informed and he knew very well that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam had come with a message of truth. And his rejection of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam was just out of animosity, out of pride and arrogance. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was ignorant. He did not know that Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi. That is why, at the house of his sister and brother-in-law, when he heard those few ayahs of the Qur'an al-Kareem, immediately he repented and brought iman, my dear brothers. So in all matters of deen, my dear brothers, Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq of adab. Adab of deen, my dear brothers. Adab of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Adab of the Sahaba kiram. Today we find very, very evident, any Tom, Dick and Harry gets a book, writes on something in history, and condemns the Sahaba kiram, na'uz billah, my dear brothers. So many Quranic ayats are revealed regarding the status of Nabi of the Sahaba kiram, those that were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The ulama write, if we are reading namaz, and if the imam makes a mistake, a person within the jamaat, if he corrects the imam, it's fine, nobody's namaz will break. But there can be a greater scary outside. If he has to correct the imam, the imam's namaz also will break, and the musalli's namaz, muqtadi's namaz also will break. So such is the case, my dear brothers. If the Sahaba kiram did air in certain way, and Hazrat Maulana Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qari Sahab Rahimpuri Rahmatullah Alayh said, that our deen is a perfect example. Everything Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam practically demonstrated to us. That is why the Quran al-Kareem was revealed in 23 years. Those acts which suited the Nabi to show to us, to display to us. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam personally got married, had children, everything practically was done by Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. But it is our aqeedah and belief that the Nabi is Pak from any sin. Ismatul Anbiya, that is a basic belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Yes, my dear brothers, people like Maududi sahab, who write in their books that Nauzubillah, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam say, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam say, Farizah Nubuwat mein kotai hui. Then Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he left his people, then he could not fulfill the obligations of Nubuwat. That means Allah Ta'ala, Nauzubillah, made the wrong choice of the Nabi, my dear brothers. There is a belief of people who are out of the fold of Islam, who have nothing to do with Iman and Islam. Our belief is this, that Nabi is free from any sin. So those acts which did not suit a Nabi, Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullah writes, the Sahaba Kiram presented themselves, and those acts were made to be done by the Sahaba Kiram from a taqweeni point of view, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. So even a guna was made, they displayed to us if a person made zina too. Then after zina, this is a man of Toba. That is why in the time of Nabi Pak, unfortunately that's not my subject, in the time of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, when one person committed zina, one lady committed zina, and she came in a khidmat of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Rasulullah, tahirni. Rasulullah Pak said, you may have erred, it was not zina. She said, no, Ya Rasulullah. Then Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam inquired, that are you pregnant? She said, yes. So she said, after the child comes. After the baby was born, she said, she came back, Rasulullah Pak alayhi salatu wasalam said, that the child cannot eat yet. So after it can eat on its own, then you come back. So imagine a time lapse that have taken place, 3 years, three to four years. She came back, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, now tahirni Ya Rasulullah. Why her iman did not allow her to die in a condition that she committed the guna? So that was the condition of the Sahaba Kiram. Now imagine, my dear brothers, that one guna was committed by her. After all, they are human. But in the guna, the tawbah that she made, Nabi Pak alayhi salam said, Lakat taba tawbatan, law kusiban ala ahlil miksi, in one rivayat, law kusiban ahlil madina, lakafathum. She had made such a tawbah, that if this tawbah was given to the people who take zulman oppressively, then do the guna would be forgiven. She had given an example of such a tawbah, my dear brothers. So if some acts were done by the Sahaba Kiram, thereafter, the tawbah that they made brought them so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that millions of rakats of nafil cannot bring a person so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, my dear brothers, of adab of deen and everything that is connected with deen. In the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah ta'ala says, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, that O you believe, enter totally in the fold of Islam. Not thus that we should take what suits us, and we should reject what does not suit us. Whether it be our iman also we should total like the Sahaba Kiram. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا كِلْنُمْ أَمْنُوا كَمَا أَمْنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُمِنُوا كَمَا أَمْنَ الصُّفَحَا أَلَا إِنَّمُ صُفَحَا. That when it is told to these people, that is believers, bring iman like how the Sahaba have brought iman. Then the rejectors say that we should believe in Allah like this foolish people. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمُوا صُفَحَا. Those that not bring iman like the Sahaba, those are the foolish people. So whether it be iman and imaniyat, our model should be the Sahaba Kiram. Read the lives of the Sahaba Kiram, my dear brothers, and build the love of the Sahaba Kiram in our hearts. If it is our ibadat, then our ibadat also must be like the Sahaba Kiram. If it is our mamlat in dealings also must be like the Sahaba Kiram. Is our social setup, then also be like the Sahaba Kiram. A Sahabi is a person saw Nabi Pak al Islam in a condition of iman and died with iman. So in this side of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, totally, not only take some part of deen, only as far as our deen is concerned, that it is only restricted to the masjid or to the khanka, or my dear brothers, to the madrasa. No, my dear brothers. A Muslim is a person from the time he gets up until he dies, even after he dies, the ahkam, and before he is born also, the ahkam that have come upon him from his mother's point of view, from the parents' point of view. Our total lives should be subjugated to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shan and nuzul of this particular ayat, it is mentioned that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu brought iman, and Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu was a great sahabi of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a very, very learned person of the Torah, and from a very, 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 very respectable family, an honorable family from the Jews. When he brought iman, he told Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, before I bring iman, I do not just want to bring iman, let me hide somewhere, call the responsible people from the Jewish community, and ask them, what do you think of Abdullah ibn Salam? Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam summoned them and asked them. They said, he's a great person, he's a great alim, his father is a great alim, and all the praises they could think of, they fought on Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam came from behind, And he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. And immediately, without any hesitation, everything got reversed. And now he was the worst of persons because he brought iman, my dear brothers. So there also we can see that we should not worry about the praises of other people. Other people, anything that is connected with deen, will be rejected by them. And as long as, my dear brothers, we follow their ways and we please them, then we will be the best of people. Today we know the propaganda we have against one state only in the world who is trying totally, which is trying traitorously, to bring total Islam into the lives of people. If a person sees the bashing they get in the media, then a person will be surprised that can there be so much zulm, whereas if one has to go there and see for himself, it is completely a different picture. So from this also we learn that this is an old habit of al-kuffar, that if we will please the kuffar, we will be the best of people. And if we displease the kuffar, then my dear brothers, we become the worst of people. That is why Nabi Pak Alayhi says, Man ahabba dunyahu azzarra bi akhiratihi, wa man ahabba akhiratahu azzarra bi dunyahu. A person who gives preference to the world, then he will harm his akhirat. And a person gives preference to akhirat, he should not be concerned about this dunya. This dunya will carry on, whatever it may be. So Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu requests Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, there are certain acts in the Jewish religion which is not, certain acts in Islam which are not obligatory. For instance, to eat camel meat is not obligatory. If a person is to eat also, fine, alhamdulillah. If a person does not eat camel meat too, there's nothing wrong in it for health reasons. But in a Jewish religion, it is prohibited to eat camel meat. So, Ya Rasulullah, will there be anything wrong if I abstain from camel meat? In that way, I will be making amal on the deen of Nabi Pak of Islam too, that is not wajib and obligatory to eat it. A person doesn't eat, doesn't matter. And at the same time, I will be taking into consideration the Jewish religion too, that I will be abstaining from camel meat. On that particular incident, my dear brothers, many Mufassirin write that this ayat was revealed, that our Rasul tell the people who believe, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Once you have entered Islam, my dear brothers, then there is no question whatsoever of taking any other deen into consideration, or any other way into consideration. Islam is a total way of life, from beginning to end. What is good has been made halal, what is wrong has been made haram. In whatever department we may be, we have to do, my dear brothers, what our Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam taught us to do, and not take anybody else, or try and please anybody else. A person can only please one creator. If we try and, my dear brothers, please too many people, then, my dear brothers, we will be having many creators, many mabus we will be having, and in that place, a person ends up nowhere. So in this ayat of the Quran Kareem, it was flatly, there's a different matter. Whole life also, a person doesn't eat camel meat for health reasons, nothing wrong. But a person doesn't eat camel meat for this reason, that it was haram upon the Jewish people, then, my dear brothers, that will be completely contradicted to this ayat of the Quran Kareem, and he will be violating one law of Allah and Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever is halal has been made halal to the day of Qiyamah. Whatever is haram has been made haram to the day of Qiyamah. Now we do not have to look at anybody else or anything else, my dear brothers. The same way our tijarat goes, my dear brothers. Today, leave alone a matter of camel meat. In how many our whole lifestyle is based, unfortunately, my dear brothers, on the life of the kuffar. Today, how sad it is to see, in times of tijarat to my dear brothers, a person feels that without an overdraft from the bank, I can never exist, my dear brothers. How can a person, my dear brothers, ever gain success and ever gain happiness if a person has to indulge himself in matters of interest, my dear brothers? There are two gunas, one in the Quran mentioned, one in the Hadith, that where Allah Ta'ala mentions and declares an open war with that particular person. One is if we indulge in interest, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And one is, my dear brothers, if we have to cause harm to any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Pak alayhi salam says, Man aadhani waliyan aadhantuhu bil harb. Anybody who pleases any friend of, who displeases any friend, causes harm to him, aadhantuhu bil harb. Even we may be right, that is not a question, my dear brothers. It is read in the time of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala had a small quarrel, and these things come upon them. Sometimes to have quarrels is very, very healthy. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi once asked one of his muridin, who had great love and understanding between them, do you quarrel among yourselves sometimes? They said, yeah, we do quarrel sometimes. He said, inshallah, then your friendship will stay forever. If you do not quarrel at any time, you do not have any differences, then a time will come that your friendship will break off. So Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had a slight misunderstanding. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq made salam. Hazrat Umar did not reply. The spur of the moment for 3 days is permissible too. But he could not immediately went to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complain. In the meantime, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also regretted. He also came running to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi became so angry as Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, "Oh Umar, you have caused harm to Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr has done this for me and this for me." And the fazail and virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was said. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq kept on saying, "Ya Rasulullah, the mistake was mine. It wasn't Umar's mistake." But Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi did not take that one mistake into consideration. He took into consideration what was the status and qurbani and sacrifices of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So my dear brothers, sometimes an elderly person, a wali, he may do something wrong. We do not say that they are perfect. Anbiya's are masoom. But it does not give us the right, my dear brothers, to cause any sort of harm to them in any way. Anyway, in short, my dear brothers, we should see that we stay away from interest. This is one very, very evil act that creates the wrath of Allah ta'ala. First and foremost, from the monetary point of view also, it will not bring any joy to us. That bank manager, my dear brothers, will give us umbrella the day the sun is shining. Wallah billah tillah, the day there is a drizzle too, that umbrella will be gone. He is not my friend, he is not your friend. And then this act itself, outwardly a person may seem to make money, but my dear brothers, the reality can never be a happy one. Even if that money comes to our family, it comes in our house, the untold unhappiness and trouble it will bring to our house is unreal. I will just relate one incident. Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahab, rahmatullah, mentioned one incident of one person. He held a very, very high post in Delhi and a governmental post, and used to take plenty of rishwat, and rishwat is as good as interest, bribery, leading into about 100,000 rupees a month. After Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq of coming to deen through tabligh, then my dear brothers, he left all this and all used to survive on his halal rosy. Hazrat Umar Sahab rahmatullah mentioned once, I asked this person, "Boy, how do you make your ends meet now? First, your income used to be 100, 120,000 rupees a month. Now that 100 rupees is gone, 100,000 rupees is gone, you earn 15, 20,000 rupees a month. How do you come up now?" He said, "Maulana, what can I tell you? Wallah, at that particular time, when this rishwat money, bribery money used to come to my house, there were endless problems. Accident takes place, somebody is sick, something is wrong here, something is wrong there, and end of the month I'm still looking for money. Since I left all this haram earnings, Allah Ta'ala has put barakat in this 20,000 rupees too, my expenses come out too, and slowly, slowly I'm paying my debts too, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will make me pay my debts." The debts are another very important thing, my dear brother, that we should fulfill our debts. It comes in a hadith, if a person takes debts and does not repay that person, in one hadith, Nabi Pak alayhi said, "Shahadat is a kafara, an expiation, it makes forgive all sins except debts. A debt will not be forgiven." And Nabi Pak alayhi in initial stages, if a person was owing something to someone, and Nabi Pak alayhi did not have the means to repay the debt, he is to ask, if he has any debts on him, and that person did not leave behind enough money to repay his debt, then my dear brothers, Nabi Pak alayhi used to refuse to perform his janazah namaz too. Imagine, rahmatul alameen, that Nabi used to cry day and night for the success of the ummah. He would refuse to read the namaz of a person who had taken a debt and not repay his debt. That is why, my dear brothers, there's another nana that we should see. First of all, interest, and then unnecessary debt we take, my dear brothers. We can get away with the laws of the world by becoming insolvent, my dear brothers. But the laws of Allah are very, very different, my dear brothers. The ulama write, one danik is equivalent to approximately 1/6 of a dirham. A dirham is maybe about a rain or so. It's about a couple of cents. The repayment of that couple of cents on the day of Qiyamah will be, my dear brothers, 500 maqbool namazes. And if a person does not have that namazes, then the sins of that person will be taken and will be put on this person's back. And halal rozi, the noor and barakah it will bring to our houses, my dear brothers, can be untold of. Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahab Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi, a great alim, who was the ustad of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi of Darul Deoband, he used to say that we used to look forward to the da'wat and invitation of one person used to work. That person used to earn 4 paisas a day. 1 paisa used to leave alone for inviting the great ulama, Hazrat Shaykh Ulin, Maulana Yaqub Sahab, all these great ulama of Deoband. And Maulana Yaqub Sahab, it is written that 1 or 2 lukmas used to come to their lot. Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahab says, when we used to eat the 2 lukmas, for 6 months the noor of that food could be felt in our hearts. And Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahab Rahmatullah writes, that once I went somewhere, I was invited by somebody's house, and I was fed with food that was mushtabih, that was doubtful. The person's earning was not correct. He said, for a couple of months, I kept on getting the urge of making guna, and I felt the darkness in the tariki and the darkness of that particular food in my heart. So that is why they say that if you want to destroy somebody's iman, give him haram food. Give mushtabi food, that person's iman will be destroyed. Today, my dear brothers, there is one great problem that we have, that we should see that our earning is correct. Wallahi, your earnings become correct, then 99% of our problems will be solved. Yes, there is a different matter. This world is a world of tests. Sacrifice will have to be made. Allah Ta'ala has taken the zimedari of our rozi, my dear brothers. For the luxuries of life, a person would have to sacrifice, my dear brothers. There is one tajir in Johannesburg, has passed away. I don't mind taking his name now. Haji Mahmood Miyasab. One beautiful example he had given. One day, he had sent some goods, and more goods were sent than was necessary. In other words, if the parcel was supposed to 1 dozen, 4 or 5 dozen went. That person to whom the goods were sent, he brought that extra stuff back. And those old people are very, very wise people, full of hikmah, my dear brothers. So, when he brought those 4 or 5 dozen extra back to the person, old man, he was waiting for a thank you from the old person. They will thank me for it. The old people are very, very wise. He sends after some time that he is waiting for a thank you. He said, Jo bhai, aaj tumhe paacha lava, mara par ke ehsan mein, tumhe potana par ehsan kar lo chhe. Just that you have brought back, you are doing me no favor. You have done a favor to yourself. What did not belong to you, had you eaten it, or given it to your children, you have done harm to yourself. It is not a favor that you are doing me, there is an obligation upon you to see that you do not have anything that belongs to other people. In the matters of inheritance, my dear brothers, what is the condition of a community? Every family that you go by, my dear brothers, we have this problems of inheritance. Is our object the life of this world, my dear brothers? Or do we think that this is the ultimate end of our lives? Or do we think that this will bring peace to us, my dear brothers? Wallah, any one dirham haram, one riyan haram will come into our houses, my dear brothers. It will never be able to bring peace to us. Our ultimate object is Allah Ta'ala. Innama dunya khulikat lakum wa innakum khuliktum lil akhirah. The dunya has been created for you, and you have been created for the akhirat. My dear brothers, whatever is in our rosy will come to us. If we make the proper intention, Allah will give it to us in the right way. And our intention is not correct. We want it the wrong way, Allah Ta'ala will give it as the haram way. The option lies with us. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. So Allah grant us the tawfiq, my dear brothers. First and foremost, to make sincere tawbah from our sins. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, my dear brothers, of rekindling our iman. There are various ways of doing that, my dear brothers. One way, my dear brothers, easy way to go in a jamaat, my dear brothers. One way, our Buzruganidin and Akabirin in this masjid to Mashallah Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahab has these programs, my dear brothers. Being in the company of our Akabirin and Buzruganidin and living and taking their advice and going along, making taqleed of this a'imma, my dear brothers. Very, very important to make taqleed. And when we do not know, my dear brothers, to ask a person who is elder than us and according to his guidance, carry on, my dear brothers. The same as far as this taqleed is concerned, that is why we make taqleed of the four great imams. And all the four great imams are haq, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala says, فَصَلُوا عَلَىٰ ذِكْرٍ كُنُّمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That ask of people who know when you do not know. And regarding making taqleed of one person, there is one incident in the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that there was one masla that came about, and the people of Ahlul Madinah were given a reply by Hazrat Zaid ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Zaid ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala gave a reply on a certain masla. When Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu came to know of this masla, he said, the masla is not like this, this is the masla. Immediately the people of Medina said that we only follow Zaid ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala, on this matter we will not take your opinion. Then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala met Hazrat Zaid ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala, and they discussed this masla. Hazrat Zaid ibn Sabit made rujoo from his previous masla, whatever his opinion was, and he adopted the second opinion. Then the people of Medina accepted this opinion of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, my dear brothers. So from that also we can see that in the time of the Sahaba Kiram also taqlid al-shakhsi was there of one particular imam. And Muhammad Hassan Batalvi, a great Ghar Muqallid, has written that when you leave taqlid of one of the imams, that we have seen the evil, a person there becomes a Qadiani. Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani was a Ghar Muqallid. Chirag Ali was a Ghar Muqallid. Parvez, the reject of Hadith, was a Ghar Muqallid. So everybody that has left taqlid of one of the great imams, that person has gone astray, my dear brothers. So Allah grant us tawfiq of making taqlid of our imma, our mujtahideen, and following the footsteps of our ulama kiram, and making islah ourselves, and making effort, that inshallah we earn halal too, and we spend halal too. Allah will give us nur, Allah will give us barakat, Allah will give us happiness. Then my dear brother, we will not require the ta'weez of any mawli sahab. Because the dua of Nabi Paak al-Islaat, or some nur and barakat will be there. Whose ta'weez will be required thereafter? Akhru da'wah.